It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist with 30 years of experience in helping people feel better through therapeutic nutrition. Thank you for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition today and for your questions. If you missed last week's show about menopause and want to hear Ann Louise Gittleman share her knowledge and suggestions, you can go to our website. It's weightandwellness.com. It's all spelled out. Click on radio show, and you can listen to any past show, whether it's Dan Louise or any of the other shows that we've had. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Wendy Cates Dancer. She's our co-host today. Wendy is a registered nurse, nutrition counselor, nutrition educator, and has lost 55 pounds since following a balanced eating plan that helped her control her cravings and reduce insulin resistance. Welcome, Wendy.
It's great to be on the show today.
It's going
to
be fun.
We always have a good time. But before we start, we have a humongous celebration just about to happen, don't we?
We do.
Do you want to tell our listeners about it? Because I think it's so exciting.
It is actually going to be on January 30th, my son's birthday. And Corey is going to be 40 years old. And
woohoo!
And we really are happy that he's going to be 40.
Yes, we
for
are.
For many, many reasons.
And he's happy he's going to be 40.
And he is. And, you know, I think a lot of people have heard Corey's voice. He's been working with me with Nutritional Weight and Wellness for, 8, 9 years now.
Yes. He's behind the scenes, yep, making sure we all dot the I's and cross the T's and...
He takes care of the website. He gets the shows on. So lots and lots of things he does. And happy birthday, Cor.
Yeah, Cor. Happy birthday. That's so phenomenal. So back to our subject on losing weight and insulin resistance. Dar, it was about 7 years ago that I took the Jumpstart class.
Okay.
And I started to change my eating habits. But first, I had to stop some of the things I was doing. One of those was skipping meals. I was a huge person for skipping breakfast.
I know you've talked about that on the show before.
And it's just amazing to me, and it continues to be amazing, that, you know, I can eat more. I can eat and lose weight. So you can eat and lose weight. So by eating several times a day, I didn't need to overeat and just keep eating junk when I got home from work. And that was my first step. My first step was to stop not eating and eat 5 times a day. So isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. You know, I know if you look at the newspapers and hear the news, you know, it's no mystery that obesity is an epidemic in America today. But did you know that 2 out of 3 people are actually overweight today?
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, like 66 to 67% of the population. Today, we want to continue our discussion about the science of weight loss and focus on insulin resistance, which results in excess belly fat. Now, belly fat is extremely harmful.
It is.
It's close to all of our organs, so it really stresses out our liver and our heart and our organs, but it also creates inflammation itself.
Which can actually result in higher blood pressure, higher cholesterol, higher aches and pains, higher a lot of things, isn't it?
Exactly.
So, you know, for people to lose belly fat, they must reduce their insulin resistance.
So it's not just about doing 30, 40, 50 push-ups?
No.
Push-ups and sit-ups a day?
It's more about reducing processed carbohydrates.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's like cutting out those things that have the hidden sugars and carbs. That's the trick.
And it is surprising to most of our clients to find out that when they eat a bowl of cereal,
yeah,
a glass of juice, a piece of dry toast, that their bodies instantly make belly fat and inflammation.
Isn't that interesting? You know, a bowl of cereal, a glass of juice, and a piece of dry toast. Now, dry, I said.
She said dry. That means no fat, no people. Fat.
So that actually converts into about 36 teaspoons of glucose or sugar in our body. 36 teaspoons of sugar.
Lots of inflammation and lots of belly fat.
Yes.
A simple formula that we teach people in our weight and wellness class, and light bulbs go off when we do this, is that for every 4 grams of carbohydrates, about the amount of 4 raisins, converts to 1 teaspoon of sugar in their bloodstream. Most people with insulin resistance can only tolerate about 25 to 30 grams of carbohydrates per meal and about 10 grams for a snack.
So, you know, foods such as crackers and chips and French fries and cookies and soft drinks, juice, you know, many of your favorite foods are digested and absorbed as simple sugars. And they are great stimulators of insulin that causes us to make and store, actually store body fat.
Absolutely.
And especially around that middle.
Yeah, I mean, insulin is, you know, very simply our fat storage hormone.
Yes, it is.
But if we choose the right kinds of carbs, meaning vegetables, we can eat a lot of vegetables to equal 27 grams of carbohydrates.
Or how many? What would we eat, for an example?
A cup of broccoli, a cup of green beans, 4 cups of spinach would equal about 27 grams, while one cup of Wheaties equals 27 grams. So what do you think? Would the vegetables with fiber and antioxidants be more likely to jumpstart your metabolism? Or would 1 cup of dry Wheaties that turns to simple sugars jumpstart your metabolism?
Well,
we know the answer to that, don't we, Dar?
That's right. And we know that 1 cup of Wheaties is going to leave you hungry for
still
the rest.
Still hungry, yeah.
You know, when we're working with clients, even clients that have diabetes or obesity, you know, once they really understand how to spend that 25 to 30 grams of carbohydrates per meal, you know, they spend it on vegetables because suddenly they feel satisfied. Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer. Sometimes it's so simple, but so hard to do.
It is simple.
But it causes us to think a little bit.
Yeah, we do need to think. So when we stop eating the processed carbs and start eating vegetables, we become less insulin resistant. We lose weight, especially around the middle. And one of the things I'd like to just say here, Dar, is that we now know that these vegetables have genonutrients in them,
mm-hmm.
You know, little enzymes that communicate with our DNA, decreasing inflammation and increasing our metabolism.
So it's back to vegetables all the time.
Yep.
You know, I think the other thing that people have to realize is that, you know, it's not a willpower issue. And I think when we're working with clients, they always think it's something wrong with them. It's a willpower. No, it's not a willpower problem. It's a blood sugar problem.
Exactly.
You know, it's an overactive insulin response from eating processed carbohydrates. And some of us have that response much more.
About 75% of us
do,
right?
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, I like to tell people it's not your fault because so many people that come to our classes or come to see us, you know, have such a low self-esteem because they have judged themselves for not having the willpower or the self-discipline. You know, and when we're looking at their population now, because of just the way we're eating, 80 to 90% of the population, 80 to 90% is
That's
insulin resistant.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people, isn't it, that are insulin resistant.
Yeah, because we've eaten too many processed carbs. We've actually formed a coating on our cell receptors, not allowing for our cells to function properly.
So again, it goes back to that biochemistry that we keep talking about. You know, so in order to compensate, kind of, our bodies produce excess insulin when we eat all these carbohydrates, and then that instantly turns into body fat.
And again, to use your word, Dar, it sounds so simple. Cut the carbs and everything will be back to normal. But, you know, Dar, you talked before about hidden sugar. What did you mean?
You know, I think a lot of times we're not aware of the carbs that we're eating. You know, if you go to any of these sporting events for kids, and you'll see it all the time, parents roll out the snacks, you know, after the game or after the event, and they roll out Gatorade. And Gatorade is basically salt and sugar. How can that be healthy for kids? And then they roll out the chips, which is basically sugar. They roll out the cookies. They roll out the fruit snacks, thinking that's going to be a lot better.
Well, real fruit.
Yeah. Well, fruit would be great. They roll out popsicles, which is basically water and sugar. Mm-hmm. And even those goldfish crackers.
Those little goldfish crackers. And it gets even worse. I mean, check the baby food. Often the first ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. And we're now starting our kids out on a blood sugar roller coaster with juice, rice cereal, and baby food, actually creating insulin resistance.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, Wendy, I think a client wrote you, didn't she?
She did.
You know, here's what she said. She sent us an email and she said, I can't believe it, but Blue Cross Blue Shield reimbursed me $200 on my visit. Oh, we think that's great. Thanks for sending in the diagnostic codes. I also have a question for your radio show. Is there any known dietary connection with seborrhea dermatitis? And this was from Lori, who lives in Scandia. You know, dermatitis is a general term for any type of inflammation. We go back to that word, inflammation of the skin. This inflammation can result in, you know, you can get scaling, flaking, weeping, and often itching. So when we come back from our break, Wendy's going to have some nutritional solutions. So if you have questions for us today, please call us at 651-641-1071.
We'll be right back.
If you're pre-diabetic, insulin resistant, or diabetic, you know that managing your blood sugar requires careful attention to food choices and eating patterns. At times, it may even feel like a full-time job. Do cravings drive you to poor food choices to boost your blood sugar quickly? Would you like a simple, healthy eating plan? Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped hundreds of clients successfully prevent and manage diabetes. Their clients have reported better fasting blood sugars and A1Cs, along with more energy and greater well-being. Following a balanced eating plan can also help avoid hearing and vision loss, impotence, and kidney failure that can result from high blood sugars. Nutritionists prepare individual food plans and explain what to eat and how frequently to eat to stabilize your blood sugar. Eating the right combination of foods diminishes cravings and increases metabolism, which helps with weight loss. Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations. Their offices are located in both St. Paul and Wayzata.
We could just listen to the music.
We could. It's great music.
Go Welcome ahead. Back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, and I'm here with licensed nutritionist Dar Kvist. And we're answering a question from Lori from Scandia, who had a question about eczema. And often people use the term eczema and dermatitis interchangeably to describe basically inflammation of the skin. Seborrhea is a form of dermatitis that most commonly affects the scalp and the face. Several underlying health problems can lead to dermatitis.
And, you know, when I'm working with clients that have that, I look at food allergies first.
Sensitivity to gluten or dairy protein, for many, causes an allergic reaction that causes inflammation in our skin.
So you might have to get rid of the dairy products, and you might have to get rid of the bread if you've got these problems in the pastas. And the other thing that I often look at is it's sometimes an intestinal problems resulting in the lack of beneficial bacteria in the intestinal tract. You know, maybe you were on antibiotics or anti-inflammatory drugs or Accutane for acne. That's often one of the leading factors.
Yeah, yes, it is. So we actually recommend restoring beneficial bacteria in the intestines with bifidobacteria. And the third cause is
eating trans fats and, you know, a deficiency. And we know what trans fats are. Everybody knows that's been listening to the show. Anything that is a damaged fat, basically, is a trans fat. And, again, a lack of essential fatty acids, those omega-3 fatty acids, those EPA, DHA fatty acids that we talk about to reduce inflammation. And there's another fatty acid that's called omega-6, which is an activated fatty acid, GLA, which comes from borage oil. So we know there's a lot of reasons for dermatitis, and we have a lot of nutritional solutions for it.
Yes, we do.
And we work with a lot of people with it. So
Yes. Yes, so we do.
Let's kind of keep go back to kind of, we were talking about insulin resistance before.
Belly fat, I think.
Yeah. And when you are insulin resistant, researchers found that your body's ability to produce serotonin, you know, is impaired. Well, serotonin is that neurotransmitter that makes us feel happy and satisfied.
The feel-good one.
It is. So when we don't have enough serotonin, we crave carbohydrates and sometimes feel depressed, and we're always looking for that comfort food.
Right. And exactly. Again, it's not about willpower or self-discipline. After working with hundreds of clients with insulin resistance, we understand the body's chemistry and can teach you a way to reduce and eliminate insulin resistance.
You know, honestly, it does take knowledge and support, and slowly that insulin crust on the cell receptors melts away and the metabolism starts to work and the weight comes off.
The body produces more serotonin and depression lifts, cravings vanish, and people feel great.
And, you know, reducing processed carbohydrates and eating enough good fats like olive oil, butter, nuts, avocados, that all helps to reduce insulin resistance.
So since insulin resistance is an epidemic proportions, researchers are all trying to find effective ways to reduce it. So we have asked our exercise specialist, Michael Gale, to share some of the current trends he has found to be the most beneficial for people. Michael, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Wendy, thank you so much. And Dar, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
So, Michael, what do you find as far as when you're working with people, as far as looking at insulin resistance and what's beneficial for people?
Because everyone's biochemistry is unique, there's not just one method of exercise that is perfect for everyone, even if insulin resistance is involved.
So, you know what, you guys? Let's just kind of hold here because we've got a lot of people on the
line. Do we need to take some calls?
And let's take some calls.
Okay.
And Mary, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us? Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Good.
I'm interested in things we can do for our diet if we suffer from chronic pain syndrome secondary to inflammatory conditions.
Okay.
It's something that's rather prevalent in our population. I'm an RN, mm-hmm. and I experienced this myself as well. So do several of my coworkers.
Well,
and
I think,
so
you know,
wondering.
Mary, I think one of the first things to do is get rid of those sugars and processed carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
People just have to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you have to.
And that includes diet soda.
And that includes diet soda. And I think, you know.
Wouldn't touch it with a barge pole.
Good.
You know, and I think we have to start eating, you know, really healthy kinds of meat. If you can eat organic, fresh, you know, pasture-fed meat. I'll get there. pasture-fed meat, you know, stuff that doesn't have the antibiotics, and then good fats and get rid of all the trans fats.
Right, and we have always said, you know, putting a little real butter on your toast or your plain baked potato is fine. Stay away from the plastic oils.
Exactly. Correct. And that's what we say all the time, so... It's, you know, it's how you get people to do it. And that's why, you know, we have a lot of people that take our weight and wellness classes because they need the support. You know, they need the information,
uh-huh.
but they need the support of being able to do it. It's like,
how about the fruits? What are good fruits that they should have?
I think any fruit, but.
You have to eat them in moderation, Mary. So when we sit with,
right.
yeah, we stress vegetables, vegetables, vegetables. And then you want to eat fruits, you know, 2 to 3 servings a day, but only about a half a cup.
Right.
Not the big, huge apples and the big, huge oranges and the you know, big, huge bananas.
What vegetables are good for this?
What?
What vegetables are good as a snack, say, for people to have they're not tempted to eat something they shouldn't?
Well, I think you could certainly eat a few carrots and some
celery,
Brussels sprouts, green beans, but... You need to have some fat with that, like
always.
Some avocado and then or olives.
Nuts.
And then you need to have some protein. You need some meat with it.
Okay.
So it's like, what we look at it is sort of like little mini meals all the time. And that keeps your energy up. It keeps your blood sugar balanced and it reduces that insulin resistance. So.
Well, that's excellent. Thank you.
Well, can we just ask Michael what he would do if somebody had inflammation? Should they be exercising?
That's really a question of where they're at with inflammation. I mean, how high grade inflammation it is. I think exercise is great at a low grade for most people. I think it's great because of the circulatory and the cleansing aspects that you'll get, and the also mood improving aspects from exercise.
So even walking is good for people that.
I think walking for almost everyone is just a wonderful way to help to cleanse the body, and cleansing the body in turn will help to reduce inflammation.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, you know what?
Isn't it time for a break already?
It is. We are, yes. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition and life-changing nutrition education. So questions today, and we're going to try to get to more of the callers as soon as we come back. Our phone number here today is 651-641-1071.
Anna recently took the 6-week weight and wellness class from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Anna, how are these classes unique?
First of all, the weight and wellness approach is based on real food, not on counting calories or on gimmicks like energy bars or weight loss drinks. Instead, the classes gave me the knowledge to make real food choices.
How has the weight and wellness class made a difference in your life?
In this short time, I've seen huge improvements. My energy's increased, my night sweats and hot flashes disappeared, and even though I was eating more food than ever, especially fat, I lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks.
Wow, it sounds like the weight and wellness series has really improved your life.
Definitely. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped me take charge of my health. What could be better than that?
Classes start soon. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutrition counselor, and educator, seeing clients at both the St. Paul office and our White Bear Lake office. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition's article on fructose, weight gain, and insulin resistance syndrome points out the use of high fructose corn syrup. And that actually has increased more than 1,000%.
1,000%.
1,000% between 1970 and 1990. The increased use of high fructose corn syrup mirrors the rapid increase of obesity.
So what population, if you think about this, gets targeted with corn syrup sweetener?
Our children.
Yeah. And we're seeing, we're believing at least, that that's setting them up for insulin resistance, obesity, and diabetes. Isn't that interesting? So joining us today in studio is Michael Gale. He happens to be my personal trainer. He's a fitness expert with a fitness studio in St. Paul, specializing in helping educate adults and children and helping them meet their fitness goals, and which is often reducing the side effects of insulin resistance, that old belly fat. Hi, Michael.
Hi,
welcome
Dar.
To the show.
It's great
back
to be here.
The show here. Michael, I have read that for weight loss, that aerobic exercise is a must, but then another article will support weight training to build muscles, and yet other people say that researchers find yoga to be the best for burning fat. Why so many options?
Again, Wendy, it's all about, and it all depends on the biochemistry of each person. I sit down with people and determine their stress levels, and we develop a plan to reduce stress, because I know stress adds to insulin resistance. Then I always want to build in some balance, some cardio, and some work to maintain muscle strength and bone density.
I think you've told me that a million times when I'm working out with you, Michael.
So you've worked out a million times.
Well, sometimes I need to do a little bit more than I have been lately. So we'll talk about that later, though. So let's take some callers here.
Okay, because we have lots of callers.
Hi, Deb. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today? Deb?
Hello.
Hello, Debbie.
Oh, I can hear us.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So where's Deb?
Deb?
Yes, Deb?
Yeah, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have
Thank you. A question for us?
Well,
I have a question kind of on the psoriasis side. My 27-year-old son was recently diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's affecting his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if there is anything that he can do to improve the inflammation without having to, you know, do medications, that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, we look at it as a nutritional problem.
It is a nutritional problem.
That's what we would look at it. I mean, that's the first, it's always the best to take that step first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you can't solve the problem with nutrition, mm-hmm. which there's very few of these problems that we have not been able to solve. If you know, it's, and besides that, you get them on a better eating plan and they feel better and they have greater energy and everything else is better. But usually it takes care of that inflammation.
Interesting. So how would one go about that then?
Well, I think, you know, maybe call our office and make an appointment. What area of the city do you live in?
Well, we live out by the Wayzata area, but he lives north. He lives up by Ramsey, that
okay.
direction. So.
Well, you know, Wendy works in our White Bear office, and I think she'd be just great to see. Wendy, you want to give the White Bear office number and...
Sure. It's 651-773-0000.
Okay.
And you know, Wendy's a nurse and also a nutrition counselor, so that she really can cover all the aspects. So.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
So do we have more callers, Dar?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we had callers, but I think they got tired of waiting for us. So I think we were going to take a break. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition and life-changing nutrition education. It may surprise you that if you eat a low-fat, large pretzel at the mall, you know, it's so easy to do that. You have over 100 grams of carbohydrate, which equals 25 teaspoons of glucose or sugar in your body. You know, if you add a large fountain drink, you'll add another 25 teaspoons of sugar. So you have 50 teaspoons of sugar. You know, if you want a little activity, measure this amount out in a glass jar and you'll be shocked. So questions today, 651-641-1071.
I'm feeling really gassy today. I have indigestion and I'm bloated.
Oh, wow, I'm constipated.
It's not so easy to discuss digestive distress, but it's so common that Tums and the Little Purple Pill have become a way of life. If you're tired of masking your digestive problems, Nutritional Weight and Wellness can help. Good nutrition can soothe heartburn, eliminate gas and bloating, calm stomachs, and restore healthy bowel patterns to people just like you. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today at 651-699-3438 to schedule an individual digestive consultation. A nutritionist will analyze your health history and eating patterns and create a plan that rebalances your intestinal health. Imagine no more stomach aches, acid reflux, or elimination problems. Relief begins immediately for many people, and nutritional healing can resolve even long-standing issues.
Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations.
Their offices are located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I want to alert you to an article on our website, weightandwellness.com. The title is The Science of Weight Loss. This article is written by Dar, and it captures the struggles people are experiencing with weight gain and some scientific solutions. Just go to our website, weightandwellness.com, and click on the articles.
It came out of working with people for 30 years. So.
That's right.
So, Michael... Hi.
Hi, Dar.
You know, a recent research study was published about findings that for people to lose weight, they couldn't just exercise a lot to lose weight. They had to couple it with some good nutrition.
And that's right, Dar. That's what I see at my studio. Through exercise, people can maintain weight. But to lose weight, they need to eat right and also exercise. So one of the things I do each and every session with my clients is I bring in what they're eating, their foods. And vegetables, I stress each and every session, as very important to have weight loss as far as really, really helping to give them headway, about 300% headway from exercise alone is what I've seen.
That's great. And Michael, the thing I love about, you know, what you just said now and what you said before is that you individualize programs for people. And the other thing is you don't overwhelm people. You know, you have them just do one thing at once. You know, you review what they've been eating and you say, okay, now this week, do this one thing.
That's correct. I just go do one thing per week, whether it's increased water intake the first week or increasing your vegetable intake, doing one or two vegetables that you enjoy and eating those vegetables. And again, that just helps to increase the results and increase the recovery, how fast the body recovers. So it's just a win-win.
And you're all about enjoyment and fun, aren't you, Michael?
That's correct. It has to be about the fun.
We have more callers.
We do. So let's take a few callers here. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a question regarding breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast gets hard. All the cereals are sugar, even one that looks healthy.
Yes, you're right.
And I eat a lot of oatmeal, but eating oatmeal a lot throws me back to eating bad things because I'm sick of it.
How could you get sick of oatmeal?
Well, you know, let's, Wendy, you and I throw out some ideas.
Should we?
Yeah.
How about eggs?
Eggs would be one with, you know, we always say eggs and vegetables, don't we? And
yes,
butter.
We do.
But here's another idea. You know, if people like cottage cheese, one of the things you could do is cottage cheese, fruit, and nuts. Or one of the things that my son, now this is an old recipe, like 35 years old. So
okay.
My son,
and he's going to be 40.
Yes. My son used to like have just a piece of toast with cottage cheese on top, and then you put blueberries, and then you put it under your broiler and let the blueberries pop open and kind of melt on the cottage cheese. And even kids love that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And it's quick. You know, if you got a toaster oven, it works really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you got another idea, Wendy?
Well, yeah, one of the things, and since Michael's here and we're talking about personal training and working out, one of the things I love to have people do is to make a protein shake. And they get excellent protein and they get wonderful yogurt that supports that healthy bacteria.
And you can vary the protein shake based on, you know, what the fruits or what vegetables that you enjoy.
You know, and put some healthy whey protein powder in there and fruit and, you know, either coconut.
Some healthy fat, coconut milk.
Or real, you know,
butter.
Real whole milk or whatever. And so that's, you know, that's four or five different ideas for breakfast. That's
leftovers. A lot of people like leftovers.
Sure.
I mean, people eat pizza. They can eat their leftovers from the night before. Not pizza, but.
No.
But you know, leftovers.
Chicken vegetable soup or chicken wild rice soup. A lot of people eat that. You know, honestly, some people eat chili. But again, you know, another thing you could do.
I love our egg bake recipe, Dar.
Yes.
You know, it's got everything you need in it.
You know, another thing that you can eat.
You're just going in.
You know, eggs and salsa and black beans. I mean, people love those things. So enough ideas? Mary?
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I had read that eating canned pumpkin is extremely high in fiber.
Oh, I think it probably is, yes. Pumpkin would be high in fiber, I'm sure.
Sounds horrible, but without the pie part.
Well,
I was just curious if that was.
Well, I'm sure that would be.
With.
Yeah, I'm sure that is probably true. You know, a lot. You know, sweet potatoes. They're
we love high, sweet potatoes.
They're pretty high in fiber. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you, Mary.
Those
Bye-bye.
Are
Thanks,
great
Mary.
Questions. So
yeah.
So let's just take another question here.
Okay.
Les, you have a question. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes, thank you. I have a question for the personal trainer. There's a lot of debate about what the most efficient way is to work out aerobically with respect to improving your metabolism. For many years, I heard it was, you know, working out for an hour on a treadmill at a low heart rate, and now I hear you're much better off doing 20 minutes of, say, 1 minute at a time of maximum heart rate, resting for a minute, and repeating that for 20. Is there really a difference?
There you go, Michael. That's a great
All right,
question
let's
for you.
Throw that to Michael.
There is a difference. I'd say you can keep your heart rate up at an appropriate level, and everyone has a different level that would be appropriate for at least 20 to 30 minutes, that would be the best bet. And you can do that by jumping around on the balsas. You can do that by going to a spinning class. You could do that through going to an aerobics class. It really depends on what is fun for you, what invigorates you. Getting and maintaining a heart rate at a higher level would be my best bet for most people, but not all.
Would you interval train where you're real high for 1 minute and then you're lower for another minute, back and forth like that?
Interval training is good for some people. If you're into athletics, it's a great fit. But for some people, it's not, and it could put them into a precarious situation.
I agree with you, Michael, because I think a lot of times that when people are older and they have, or you know, even younger people, and they have a lot of insulin resistance and a lot of stress in their life.
Of stress, inflammation and stress in their body.
Yeah,
too.
And that actually, exercising too hard for too long creates more inflammation and more stress and more cortisol in their bodies, actually, and more insulin resistance.
So it really, really depends on what population you're talking about. I think interval training for me is great.
Yes.
As I'm getting ready for the IDS stair climb, that's a great means for me to get ready for that climb for 50 floors. But for someone else at 65, 70 years old, that may not be appropriate.
Are you talking about me?
Did he just mention something about your age, Dar?
I think so.
It may not, or it may. As far as if you're walking or speed walking from the coffee shop back home, and maybe that's a half, three quarters of a mile, and you do that four times a day, that's a great form of interval training. You don't have to get it all in at once.
But if you're 46 years old and in reasonably good shape, and you're trying to take it up a level, perhaps interval training is a good idea.
Yes,
that would be
a good idea, and absolutely, and it will help you raise your serotonin levels as well as you get up to 80-85% heart rate max. I'd love to talk to you more about it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So, great question.
You know, Michael, what is your phone number, you know, in case people...
Yeah, and how do people get a hold of you if they want to...
You know,
the phone number for MGL Studio is 651-698-1900. Again, 651-698-1900.
So if people want to talk to you, you answer your phone, right?
I do answer my phone, and if I don't answer my phone, I have an assistant that's around 5 days, 4 or 5 days a week.
So, you know, and I know you have a website.
And the website is www.mgaylestudios.com. Again, www.mgaylestudios.com.
So let's take one more caller before we have to go on break. Brandy, you have a question. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
I'd like to know, you know, you're recommending us eat more vegetables and then have some protein with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have tuna with my, but I don't put tuna in water. So can you eat, now do they have tuna with olive oil in it, or can you buy tuna with olive oil in it, or can you eat the oil, you know, that is tuna now?
Brandy, they do have tuna with olive oil on it. If you really like tuna, you want to eat the light tuna versus the albacore, because the albacore has a little more of the mercury in it. But so the olive oil is very nice, but also, you know, get some nice, lovely, healthy Heinz safflower mayonnaise and make a lovely tuna salad. It's Heinz, H-A-I-N-S, safflower mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the safflower mayonnaise. Okay, but I mean, if I want just like, because I'm at work.
Oh, yeah.
If I want to have a snack and have a little can of tuna.
Oh, sure.
Could I have it in olive oil? Could I eat it with the olive oil in it? Or even the regular oil? What is the regular oil? Is it vegetable oil that they usually put it in?
Right, exactly.
Right.
So don't eat that.
Good. Don't eat that.
You know, eat water pack then if you can't find the olive oil.
Okay.
Oil.
And if you're at work and you can't mix up a tuna salad, just bring some olives or some nuts. And have that with it to add your fat.
Okay.
And, you know, we honestly, Brandy, we only recommend that people maybe eat tuna once a week because it is higher in mercury. The larger the fish, the more mercury is in that fish. So the smaller fish, like a sardine, which
even
honestly,
better.
Which if you buy water pack sardines.
Well, what about the tomato pack?
That would
be
fine.
Fine.
Yeah, that would be great. So those are very, very low in mercury.
Okay.
And salmon would be better than tuna. So you kind of take a look at all those things.
Sure. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Yes. Salmon comes in a can, too, that you can just open and eat at work. So,
yes, right. That's right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Brandy. Thank you for your questions.
Yes. Thank you. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition and life-changing nutrition education. You know, if you like our new time, you know, please send a note or an email to 107.1 and let them know. We love our new time, and we hope you do too. Dishing Up Nutrition is all about nutrition education that makes a difference. Currently, we have classes occurring in most community education facilities. So just check your community education director. You know, you get them in the mail, circle the class, and put it on your calendar because
I remembered to go.
I always forget to get to do that because there's lots of classes that sometimes I think, oh, I want to take that computer class. And then by the time I come to it, I've forgotten it. So, you know, really, it may be the best 2 hours you have spent this week. So questions about consultations or classes, just give Hannah a call today. She's at 651-699-3438.
Hi, Hannah.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of the cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods, increase focus, and energy? Attend Balanced Food for Balanced Moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try foods to reduce pain and inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutrition counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kavist, licensed nutritionist, and our special expert in exercise, Michael Gale, from his friendly, neighborly studio in St. Paul. I believe all research supports the belief to stay healthy, we need to eat in balance with real food and to move our bodies. We are all here to help you achieve your personal goals.
And Michael, before we run out of time, I want to thank you very much for being here. And again, let people know how they can, you know, get a hold of you.
The best way to get a hold of me is at the studio. Number for the studio, 651-698-1900. Or if you'd rather go to our website, and that's www.mgaylestudiosplural.com.
You know, and I think one of the things, Wendy, that I'd like to just talk about a little few minutes is what can we do to help people understand how that they can possibly get rid of some of this insulin resistance and that it is possible to do. You know, I think one of the things that we always look at is find those hidden carbohydrates and start to reduce those. And a good way to do that is to get rid of the processed grains, the pastas, the breads,
and the cereal. Things that are in the box.
And then move on over to vegetables.
Absolutely.
And eat lots of vegetables. And then the other thing that we want to talk about is what kind of fats they should be eating.
Well, we want good fats. And by that, we mean fats that we find that are closer to nature. Again, not the refined oils, not the hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oils, but like olives and olive oil. I mean, we can cold press these olives without heating or damaging or adding chemicals of any kind. So some lovely, wonderful olive oil, real butter, real cream, nuts and seeds, avocados.
So they're not being deprived, are they?
No, not at all. Not at all. When we sit down with most people, it's like, I can have fat?
And actually, it helps support the reduction of insulin resistance because that fat helps that crust that forms on the cell receptors to be removed. And so actually then it takes less insulin to get the sugar into the cells and you have less insulin resistance. And then we always look at some healthy protein, don't we?
Right, yes. It's always about, you know, to keep your body in balance is about eating in balance. Our three macronutrients are healthy carbohydrates, vegetables, a little bit of fruit, our healthy fats, and our healthy meats. And we really want to get meats that don't have the hormones and the antibiotics in them.
You know, in our kid-friendly nutrition class, we have a great overhead or a great slide that says, are chicken nuggets real food? And then it lists all the ingredients.
I wonder what the kids say.
So now we're not talking about protein that is, you know, chicken nuggets. We're talking about protein. And then I think the other fourth factor about all this is what kind of exercise that we can help people do for insulin resistance, Michael. I mean, when we look at, you know, looking at my age and, you know, we're kidding about, you know, I am going to be a little bit older here pretty soon. I can't even hardly say that word, you know, but, you know, looking at me and you and I have worked out together and you have, you know, you do Pilates, you do personal training. And honestly, I have loved the work that you and I have done on the Pilates because it helps me get rid of my stress. And that's so important for my personal insulin resistance. And I think that's what you really cue into very well, Michael.
Well, thank you so much, Dar.
So.
And Michael makes working out fun and stress-free and is able to move people forward without injury. Right, Michael?
That's correct.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
And remember, the magic within you
is real food.
Thank you for listening.
And real vegetables.
Bye.